Welcome to Haunt Topic Radio, the podcast for haunters by haunters. These are our scary visions.
And you can see it. It's clear. You know, a good haunted attraction, I don't care if you did it on a $1,000 budget or if you did it on a you know, $100,000 budget or $1 million budget. You can tell the difference between those who have the passion and those who have lost it. When you go in every year and you see the time and energy you put into it, I mean, you can tell, even in a home haunt, you can tell who has the passion, who doesn't. I've gone to places where I've gone to a home haunt that lasts maybe half an hour, you know. And they have tricks of the trade, you know. The biggest thing, too, is, you know, do they rush you through? Or do they make you stop for a couple seconds? You know, do they find a way? Because that's the trick, too. I mean, if you're rushing you through and it's done in 5 minutes, I'm like, what was that?
Welcome back, Haunters. In this podcast of Haunt Topic Radio, I will be your host, Brian Foreman. I'm sure you'll hear more of Daryl Plunkey coming up soon. We get Robert Knowlton on from TheHauntRaider.com, and he's also behind TheHauntersAssociation.com. The Haunt Raider is not only a haunted attraction review website. They go into haunted attractions. They kind of tell you what needs to be improved, and they're not harsh when they go through your haunted attraction. They're not going to say, well, that sucked, and that sucked, and that sucked. No, they go through and say, well, this was good, and this was good. You could improve this. Because Robert believes that all haunted attractions have something good about them. Whether you're a big pro haunt, a small haunt, and you want their team to go through your haunted attraction and review it, and then list you on their website and give you some link juice, Robert and his team would be glad to do it. You can contact him there by going to TheHauntRaider.com. Plus, we talk about what makes a good haunted attraction, some things to do to make your haunt scary without spending lots of money. Now, part of this, our conversation did get cut off the first few minutes of our conversation. For some reason, my recording program did a little chop on it. However, when we start talking, we've been discussing how his team is not one of those teams who mashes everybody online and says, you know, negative things about your haunted attraction, because that's not what they do. And we also talk about his other project, hauntersassociation.com. He's trying to get like-minded people, like-minded haunters together who want to improve their game and form an association. It's still in the infancy, so it's just beginning. But if you want more information or want to join up, there's a contact form over there on the Haunters Association website. And don't forget, Midwest Haunters Convention is coming up May 23rd to the 27th in Columbus, Ohio. Transworld Shows owns that. To find out more about that, go to MidwestHauntersConvention.com. And if you're interested in monthly online trainings, a membership community, and growing your haunted attraction or starting your haunted attraction, Don't forget about our website that we started a few months ago and our free Facebook group at haunterstoolbox.com. All right, let's roll into our interview with Robert Knowlton from thehauntraider.com.
People bash us and say, well, you should get negative ones because then it's not a true review. And I said, look, if that's what other people want to do, that's fine. But, you know, I don't have to do it that way. This is my thing. This is my business. And I'm not looking to destroy people. You know, they're not trying to be bad. You know, I feel in private, I can tell them what they did wrong, and they can try to fix it if they want, if they so choose to. If they don't, that's up to them. But I don't feel the need to go out there and trash them because, you know, maybe they didn't live up to my style. Because everybody's style is different. You know, what I may like may not be what Joe Schmo likes, or vice versa, you know?
It's like looking, to me, I always claim it's like looking at like a piece of artwork, you know? It's an artwork, and some people have different views, and some people don't like, you know, different types of artwork. But I think everybody has their own benefits and their own strengths to a show. You know, like you said, I don't bash. I've been to some, you know, small shows on a small budget. I've been to the big million-dollar attractions in each one. And, yeah, the million-dollar attractions are nice to look at, and they have their own flaws, and so do the small haunts. I think you're right on the money.
So. Well, and the big thing, too, is, I mean, when we do our reviews, I mean, we've had people who are the smaller haunts. They get very intimidated by us because they're like, well, you've reviewed some, you know, very well-known name brand popular haunts. They're like, we don't want you to come because, you know, we don't want to be compared to them. And I make it clear, we don't compare apples to oranges. You know, we compare apples to apples and oranges to oranges. We're gonna review people based on what we think they can deliver for what we're seeing. You know, were you able to scare me even on a limited budget? I mean, I'm not gonna rate Joe Schmo against, you know, Jack Joe. You know, if Jack Joe is a $1 million business and Joe Schmo is a $100,000 business, I'm gonna review them based on what were you able to do with what you had. And like I said, having owned nothing haunt to it becoming something, being very well known in Pennsylvania for its time. You know, I know the difference and I know what to look for on a smaller scale and a larger scale. So I'm not going to review someone who is a $1 million business to someone who makes hundreds of thousands. And I make it clear to them that that's not our intent. We're there to see, are you able to deliver with what you have? If you can do it, then you're doing great. If you can't, then there's room for improvement. But once again, we're not going to bash.
Right.
You know, like I said, we've gotten bashed for that, but that's how we run it. And that's my decision. You know, if other people want to go review and do their thing, that's their thing. I'm not going to comment on them and I'm not going to tell them how to do theirs. So I don't expect anybody to tell me how to do mine. But like I said, we're out to help. We're out to find ways to help them. And if we can help them do better the next season, then why not? But if we bash them, do you think they're going to want our help? You know,
yeah.
Not want anything to do with us.
Right.
You know? And that, so we're trying to be more. That's our thing.
Yeah. And so that brings up a good question. What, in your eyes, what makes up a good haunted attraction?
For me, if you can, and I'll explain, but I'm going to start with a broad answer. If you can see the passion, like you described earlier, and you can see it, it's clear. You know, a good haunted attraction, I don't care if you did it on a $1,000 budget or if you did it on a you know, $100,000 budget or a $1 million budget. You can tell the difference between those who have the passion and those who have lost it. When you go in every year and you see the time and energy put into it, I mean, you can tell, even in a home haunt, you can tell who has the passion, who doesn't. I've gone to places where I've gone to a home haunt that lasts maybe half an hour, you know, and they have tricks of the trade. You know, the biggest thing too is, you know, do they rush you through? Or do they make you stop for a couple of seconds? You know, do they find a way? Because that's the trick, too. I mean, if you're rushing you through and it's done in 5 minutes, I'm like, what was that? You know, I won't bash them, but I'm thinking in my mind, you know, they pretty much pushed me through or they scared me through it. They didn't give me time to experience it. I mean, it's like eating chocolate. You can either take the Hershey bar and you can down it in 2 seconds, but did you taste it? You know, I mean, when you take a piece of, you know, break off a little piece and let, you know, just savor it on your tongue and let it melt, you taste things. You taste the vanilla, you taste the cream, the milk, the different flavors. That's the same way a haunt should be. You should be able to savor it and taste it. You should be able to breathe it in. If you can't do that, then to me, there's something wrong. If you can't provide that for those who are coming in, then that's where something needs to change. If you're pushing them through so fast that they can't savor it and they come out like, I don't know what just happened. You know, I think there has to be a good balance. You need to have less open spaces, but not too many people in each space. I mean, I've gone to some haunts where I remember one, it was horrible. I think throughout the 5 haunts, we may have seen 3 actors. And one, there was no actors whatsoever. And I'm thinking, you know, the whole time I'm scared. I'm like, well, is it just the atmosphere? You know, is that what's scaring me? But no actors, you know, and I got to the end, I'm thinking, you know, did I miss something here? You know, I couldn't understand. I mean, once again, I didn't bash them, but I didn't give them a raving review either. You know,
right.
I wasn't impressed. And, you know, I've been to those where like you'll go in and there'll be 10 people on top of you. You'll go through maybe 5 minutes and then another 10 people, but there's dead space in between. There has to be a balance. You need to give the customers the room to savor. You know, you need to scare them without overcrowding them. I mean, you get 10 people around, you're scaring them every 5 seconds too much. You need to, you know, a couple people, 1-2 people, scare them, get them good. Be in places that aren't acceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, don't be in places where they're going to look for you. You know, there might be a place you say, hey, they are going to look there. You go to the other place. But you give them the time. So you give them maybe 30 seconds, you know, 60 seconds. Let them savor what they've experienced. Then come at them again. And you keep doing that. You keep delivering that. But it has to be a balance. Like I said, you get too many people or too much dead space. I don't feel it's being properly delivered. So in my opinion, you can tell where the passion is in those who have studied it, who have studied how to make it happen. I mean, not to say there's not going to still be mistakes. Nobody's perfect. And the actors, I mean, you have to count that the actors are going to do what they're going to do. And most of them are high school students. You know, in reality, they're people who have no experience in the industry, which, I mean, that's how you get it, by first trying. So you have to account for that, too. And we take that into account, that, you know, these aren't professional actors from Hollywood, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
Most of them, it's a first year for them. So we have to look at that, too. And I think a lot of people don't look at all the factors, which that's where the inexperience for people who rate and review comes in. You know, they don't, you know, they'll give you, like, okay, the actors did it at 4 out of 5 or whatever, but it's like, okay, you know, or 2 out of 5, it's like, okay, did you take into account that maybe these are first time actors? If that is the case, how would you rate them on their first time? Would you really give them a 2, you know, or are you just giving them a 2 because you just want to be mean, you know, because, oh, they sucked. You know, that's what I hear, they sucked. You know, no actor wants to hear that, you know, and they're not going to want to come back if that's what they're seeing whenever they meet for their acting, you know, right before they you know, go to actually do one of the nights. You know, if the owner says, well, here's a review, and they read it aloud, and they say, oh, yeah, the actors suck. Do you think they're going to perform great that night? You know,
no.
They're not going to go out there all gung-ho. So I think there's a lot of factors that people need to be aware of, even as customers, even not reviewers, just customers, need to be aware of. And like I said, as far as the owners, you can tell. You can tell who has the passion, who's taken the time to study it in the off-season, who's made the necessary changes, and who's gone through their haunt. You know, they didn't wait till August or September to go through there, take a walkthrough and say, okay, let's do this. I mean, these are people who throughout the year have gone through it and say, okay, we need to change it up, and here's where we can do it. But you have to have a good, healthy balance, or otherwise you're going to have those people who are just going to be like, well, this was terrible. Yeah, this was a waste of my time. I knew he was going to be there. They jumped on top of me, you know, 10 at a time, and then I didn't see anybody till the end. So you have to be careful. You have to know your audience. And if you've done your studies, you know your audience, you know who your target is, who your demographics are. And, you know, if you're marketing yourself well, I mean, after each night, during the times, I mean, actors should be out there asking them, or somebody, staff, should be out there, you know, what was your favorite part? Or what scared you? Or where did we do well? And that's where the insight marketing comes from, because then you get to know your demographic. You know, what does terrify them? You know, what did work? What didn't work? You know, ask them, what did not work? You know, they're the ones, they're better than reviewers, I'll be honest with you. They're better than myself, they're better than anybody else, because they're going there for the intent of getting scared. They're not looking to pick you apart or find what's good and bad. They're looking for, you know, I want to get scared. I'm going to pay you $40, $50, $60. I want to be scared to, you know, the crap out of me, so do it. So they're your best reviewers. You know, reviewers themselves, I mean, it's free advertising, but, you know, they're there with a purpose, and they've gone through who knows how many haunts, hundreds of haunts. So by that point, it's harder to scare them. It's harder to deliver, whereas customers, they may go to 1 or 2 a year. So they don't have the same kind of drive that we do, or the same kind of experience, which sometimes experience can be a bad thing, you know. So I just, like I said, I really think if haunt owners take that time in the off season, I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying if they do, you can tell. You can see it in the on season. It's definitely seeable.
Right. This is ones that are, to me, if you're not growing, you know, you're dead. So you need to continue to be innovating and going to seminars and going to shows. And
yeah. Well, and there's too many who they get so big. You know, they become the multi-million dollar ones, and they make it so big that they can live off it for the year, and that's their job. But they stop doing anything. You know, maybe they make some small changes, but you go back year after year, and you're looking at, like, okay, you know, and I know you can't change the whole layout. I mean, I know that gets expensive because you're almost taking apart the building and redoing it. I get that. But, you know, you got to find ways to change it up, because if I can go through it 3 or 4 years in a row and tell you about 75 to 85% of the time when someone's going to jump out or when something's going to happen, that long, something's wrong.
Yeah.
And that means that, you know, yes, they're popular, but the passion's gone. You know, they may still love it, but the passion to really scare, to find what scares people, eventually it will bite you. You know, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but eventually, if you continue down that path, it'll bite you in a way that you won't want to be bit.
Yep. So you mentioned, like, you were talking about a organization or making
mm-hmm.
something bigger. What's going on? What do you have? What's your big news? What are you going to offer?
Well, Yeah, well, the organization, we have a website out there. We're still working on it a little bit. Like I said, it's not fully operational, but it is out there for people to view. But the organization is called the Haunters Association. Like I said, what we're trying to do is make it nationwide. We're working with some haunts currently. We're talking with a lot of them all over the United States to have them work with us and partner with us in this ability to, like I said, bring more to the industry. We want it to be something that's not... And without naming organizations, because like I said, I don't want to make that about this because I'm sure they're good organizations, but there's politics involved. But there's organizations out there where they'll grab a group of haunts, you know, maybe, I don't know, 10, 12, 15, 20 haunts. And then it's just those haunts. Like nobody else can get in unless somebody drops out or unless you're a cool guy or unless you make a certain amount of money or unless you're popular. You know, it's like a popular, it's like high school. You know, it's like the popularity game. It's like you can only be in our club if you're popular or if we deem you popular. You know, we're the jocks. You can only be a part of us if we accept. And we want to be the kind of organization that accepts all, you know, from home haunts to small to medium to large haunts. You know, we want us all to work together. So like I said, without sharing a whole lot, because like I said, it's still in the works, but it is coming out this year. We're hoping by summer to have it fully operational, but it is called the Haunters Association, and it's going to be something that's going to be, we're hoping will revolutionize the industry in allowing all haunts to work together, you know, without the competitive nature, to really bring an organization that will put the industry more together, more on top, and provide more opportunities than really that have been out there in a way that, you know, people can actually do. I mean, when we decided to do this, we said, look, we're not in this for the money. I mean, yes, we need enough money to cover the cost of what we're doing because, like I said, when I started Haunt Raider, I put a lot of my own time and money into it, and even time is money too. And so for me to do that with this being nationwide, there's no way I could do it without the help of haunts, whether small or large, who are willing to say, hey, we're going to work with you. Let's find a way to make this work. And so, you know, during the off season, we take this time now to talk with a lot of haunts all over the country and say, hey, we're looking to partner. We want to find a way to work together. We're not looking to make money. And I know it sounds cliche or maybe sounds stupid, but we're not looking for that. We are looking for a way to simply help. And we want attractions who want to be a part of that movement. So that's why we're doing this. And we're hoping by summer to have that fully operational. So when we go into the haunt season, it can be something that's being heard about all over, where we'll work with haunts to help them, you know, to get their name out there in different ways than are being used, you know, or find the ways that are better for them. You know, one method may be good for one haunt. It might not be good for the other. And it might not be affordable. So we need to find the best options out there for any haunt, whether it be a home or small haunt to a medium to large haunt. We have to find the way to bridge the gap. And I don't feel a lot of organizations are really doing that. They're picking either their most, you know, their money makers or their most popular because that's where the money is. And once again, if we were in it for the money, we wouldn't go after everybody, you know, because that's the money's not where everybody is. So we're truly in this to bring a different light and a different sight into the industry than there is currently now and sort of take the politics out of it, you know, frankly. You know, whether that's finding causes to fight for, you know, places where donations can be made for certain organizations or for certain people. I mean, like I said, we really want to find different ways to really give back. So we have many ideas that are really exciting. We're just looking for people who are willing to be a part of that movement and say, hey, this is how we can help. You know, this is what we can do. You know, this is how we can work together. And that's all we're looking for is for people to say, hey, this is how we can help.
Well, sign me up when you're ready, all right?
Oh, trust me, I'd love to.
Okay.
Trust me, we're seriously looking for people who, like I said, we're not even looking for financial help necessarily. Just someone to say, hey, you know, let's link up on our sites, let's market together, let's, you know, just anything we can do. You know, that's what it comes down to. We really want to help. So, like I said, any attractions that can do it from small to large, please. You know, like I said, we want to make this happen because it's time. This industry deserves it. And I think now is the best time to make it happen. Otherwise, I don't think it's going to last very long. I think the politics are going to get so heavy that you're going to see a decline in the number of haunts because people are going to just say, I'm done. You know, they're going to get fed up. And I hate to see that. I hate to see a good haunt, small or large, go. Yeah. If there's good people behind it. We want to help to ensure that doesn't happen. And if we can do that in our own way, then we'll have been successful. Like I said, making millions of dollars doesn't make you successful necessarily. You may have millions of dollars, but are you really happy? You know,
yeah.
That's the question.
I like what you guys are doing. I like your cause. Well, that's the reason we started HauntersToolbox.com because it's all based on educating first-time haunters And like first seminar that I did was how to start your haunt, you know, without spending lots of money. Because most of these people, and I run the Haunter's Toolbox Facebook group, and that was one of their biggest things. I was like, well, you know, I can't do it. You need thousands and thousands of dollars. Well, actually, we started ours under, you know, less than 25 grand the first year, and we made most of that back. So it's like, you can do it. It is possible. There, you know, you gotta know where to put your money at. You got to know how to, you know, how to produce an effective scare, and you got to make sure you staff your, you know, your house with the right people. But you can, it is possible. And, you know, to me, there's two different types. You either have the big, you know, the big company that comes in and spends, you know, like you said, you know, $250,000, $300,000 and just throws a bunch of animatronics in a building and says, okay, this is it. You know, hope you like it, you know, or you have like, kind of like me and you have done, you know, we bootstrapped, started small, you know, home haunter, you know, we worked on my brother's property for 3 years, didn't do everything by code per se, but we were so passionate about it that we just threw ourselves into it, learned a lot. Got shut down in 3 years, but that, you know, that stepping stone helped us. Okay, now let's step back, figure out what we really need to do. And, you know, it took over 8 years to get it all done, and you know, to where I'm at now. But like you said, I think the passionate ones are the ones that are here to stay. And anything that we can do in the industry to make everybody grow, you know, maybe we're not going to be a creepy world or you know, another world. But hey, you know, maybe one day. But it's like, you know, we still work, you know, still work a full-time job and do on topic radio and this. And we just, I mean, we got so many, we're so passionate about it that it's, and the people that are in this industry, that's what keeps me going too, is just seeing how everyone else is passionate about it. And I'm kind of like you, you know, we just want to help. So.
Yeah. And like I said, that's just what it comes down to. I mean, like I said, people question our motives and we make it clear, you know, we're not in it for anything. I mean, you know, we make it clear, you know, like I said, even as reviewers, you know, we make it clear. We contact people because we see reviewers are like, oh, we're not going to tell people we're coming this year. It's like, well, that's you. Go ahead. I don't care. You know, we don't care. We are not you. We're not looking to simply be a review company. We want to actually become a business that helps others grow. And like I said, having the marketing and business background that I do, that's what I spend my time in business doing. I go into companies that aren't doing well and I help them get to grow. So I figure, why not use the same talent in this industry to make those people grow? You know, if I can do it in business, I'm, you know, and like I said, knowing the haunt industry the way I do, I don't doubt that we can. And we've helped others do that. We've helped others with consultative things and help them grow. So, I mean, not saying that they've grown exponentially because of us, but they've done better. We've seen improvements as we've talked to them and said, hey, you can do better here. We've seen improvements, even in bigger haunts. We've seen those improvements. So, I mean, you know, it's been a wonderful experience, a wonderful ride that we look to continue. But like I said, we make it clear that, you know, if we get things from this, then, you know, we're grateful, but it's not that reason. We make it clear, hey, look, you owe us nothing. For what we do, we ask for nothing in return. You owe us nothing. Just because we did this or came out and saw you or we were working with you, the haunts or the people we work with owe us nothing. We want that to be clear and heard. They owe us nothing. No matter what we give, there is nothing we want in return except for the opportunity to work with them. That's all we ask. Just say, hey, we'll partner together. We want to work. Let's talk. Let's sit down on the phone by email or face-to-face. However, let's talk. Let's see if we can partner. And that's all we simply ask. If you say that, we then there's nothing else that's asked or owed. You know, if we can make this thing work, then why not? So yeah, I mean, that's what we're looking to do. And like I said, people are going to always question motives. I mean, everybody always thinks there's something, you know, hidden, and I don't blame them. You know, even in business, that's the same attitude. So I'm used to it and I understand it, but my answer is going to be the same. And I think those who know us now, I mean, we know probably 30 to 40 haunts all over we know more than that, but intimately, we know 30 to 40 who are very close to us, all over the U.S. You know, there's a lot that know of us and have worked with us in certain ways. But we're not personal. We haven't become friends yet. But for those that know us, they know. I mean, they've seen. We don't come for the gain because, you know, we don't get anything. You know, we make, you know, hardly anything to do it. You know, at least in our own pockets. I mean, anything we do make goes right back into what we do. I mean, directly. I mean, to pay for our sites, to pay for what we do, to pay for the marketing we provide. I mean, it all goes to that. If we even do that, a lot of times we've offered it out of our own pocket. We've paid for other people's marketing out of our own pocket. because they couldn't afford it. And not that I'm, you know, not that we have a lot of money ourselves, but if we have a couple extra bucks, we're like, you know what? Let us help you out. Apparently you do need it. Let us help you. And we've done it for them. We've done the marketing and paid it out of our pocket and taken the hit. And, you know, business-wise, it makes no sense because nobody can survive like that. But we've survived for 10 years that way. You know, so, I mean, we want to continue to do what we can to make it affordable for all haunts, large and small, and make sure that they get the best benefit that makes sense for them, not comparing them to the big haunt, but what makes sense for them at the level they're at.
Right. And rising tides lift all ships, right? So,
yeah,
you know, so the more haunted attractions out there, the more people that experience a good haunted attraction, they're going to want to go to another haunted attraction.
Oh yeah, I mean that's why I don't competition.
Yeah, you know, that's what we're talking. Yeah, and like in my case, you know, I'm in a town of 12,000 people, so I'm such a rural town that if someone comes here, they want to know where the other haunts are around me. And if someone's going to drive an hour and a half, 2 hours to come see my haunt,
it's got to be worth it.
They're going to, you know, they would rather see more haunts in the same location. So they're okay. Well, let's go here because we can check out Phobias down the road, and we can check out Fear Fest down the road. We can go check out the Dead Factory. You know. So, hey, let's just hit it all. And I'm the same way you are. So, but, well, I got to hop on another interview here in a few minutes. But tell us where they can find you, contact you, if they want to know more about the Haunt Raider. They want to know more about the association and everything else going on.
Yeah, I mean, we're on Facebook. They can look us up under the Haunt Raider on Facebook. You know, we definitely try and get as many likes as we can. We want to get up there, so the more likes, the more people can see us. So any help there would be grateful. Also, our website, it's www.thehauntraiter.com. And then, obviously, the Haunters Association is www.hauntersassociation.com. You know, and both those sites are up and active. Like I said, the Haunted Association is still in the works, so there may not be a ton of content yet, but it does give you an understanding of who we are, what we're looking to do, a small idea as it grows. So I would ask people to watch it over the coming months as more content, more things get added. And as we link to other attractions or even other, you know, groups like yourself, like Haunt Topic, we make sure we link with other places as well. So we can put any kind of tools that are out there, make it available for everybody. So as we link with people, more content will be added. So we ask everybody to watch our Facebook on Haunt Raider on Facebook and to watch for our announcements. We'll be making announcements through the coming months, you know, for different things as we partner up with people and as we do different movements, preparing for summer when we can actually make the huge announcement that we're fully up and operational. You know, and they can always get on there. You know, they can email us at hauntraider@yahoo.com. That's the one I use, my personal one. There's other ones we use for different kinds of things, for events and for different vendors and such. But that's mine. If they want to get a hold of me personally, they're more than welcome to. And like I said, if they can just help us out in any way, we'd like to get in contact with people and work with them.
Definitely. And if you, as the association progresses and stuff, we'll get you back on and give some updates.
Yes, please. That would be great. Thank you so much, Brian.
Yeah, man. Thanks, Rob.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, it's Jiggles the Clown here, and if you want something cool and more Halloween and haunt stuff, you gotta go check out HauntTopic.com. Yeah, HauntTopic.com, that's right.